Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Helena Boucher, Diane Helbig, and Yvonne Gamble. The question I want to ask is, how do you deal with a bully? Helena, can you kick us off, please?
Yeah, I don't know how popular this answer is going to be, but I was bullied as a kid. So my response to bullies is to run as far away from them as I can possibly get. And just reduce my footprint if I'm in a situation where I don't think I have any under control. I don't have any good suggestions for how to fight back because I think that there's a lot of underlying reasons that people do that. Mm. And I don't think that there's a lot you can do to okay. mitigate it.
As far as, with bullies, number one, you recognize this, anyone bullying from childhood all the way up to old age, Helena was absolutely right. There is something going on. There's a why we do anything. So why you get up, why you breathe. Somebody you're bullying, you do the same thing like you do with a fire. You take the oxygen out of the room. Mm-hmm. Bullies want attention. They want their voice to be heard and you don't give them attention. That's going to shut them down because it takes two to tangle. You sit them on the side of the law. If they're bullying you in cyberspace, which is a lot of what we see going on, you report that as spam. You report them to, every agency that's out there. You find anybody, everybody, police reports, anything that you have to do. You make their lives such a living, and I ain't even going to say it because you already know, H-E-L-L. That's what you make their life that way. The next time they think about bullying somebody, they won't be bullying you. Mm-hmm. I have never been a bully and I have never been bullied. If you think about the game of chess, if you never played that, learn how to not win the game, but learn how to play the game. Because that's all the bully is doing. If they bully you at the corporate level, if they bully you at home, if you're bullied by your husbands, your coworkers, or any other person, we'll just put it like this. If you're bullied by any other person, understand that person is doing that out of a weakness and a cause. Weakness and cowardice. That's why people bully, simply because many times you literally almost have to feel sorry for them because there's something that has happened to them. And generally somebody is really coming down on them Superman hard. That's why they don't know how to communicate that. They don't know how to ask for help. And so what they do is they lash out.
So let's take a quick pause right there a minute. And Diane, I'd love to hear what you think on the subject.
So I tend to agree with Yvonne. I totally understand where Helena's coming from. My mother used to say that they're just trying to get a rise out of you. Mm-hmm. So if you don't respond in front of them, you can go home and cry all you want. But if you don't let them see a sweat, as you know, the old commercial went, they'll go find someone else because it's not fun. They're not getting, that rise out of you. They're not getting what they're looking for. So part of it is being able to separate that it's not about you, it's about them, and that it's a game. Mm. So, it can bother you all you want, just not in front of them. I had a tough time with this topic because I was having a hard time thinking about if I'd ever been bullied.
Interesting.
Yeah. And
have you ever seen anyone else be bullied?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And think that how you behave has changed as you've become an adult, as if you see someone else being bullied?
I think once I became a parent, I became a lot more of an activist. So, I feel like, it's my responsibility to say something, to, stop something, to intervene if something's going on, because for whatever reason, people need that support. They need to know that they're not alone.
I think I've always been in a situation that peacekeeping situation, making the peace. He's finding that common ground, that commonality. I have been put in those situations, I can't remember when I was not. So it would always be that voice of reason. know, I always have to come in and kind of negotiate and be the mediator to say, okay, guys, you know, we got to stop this. This can't go, this can't happen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, keeping everybody, you know, just keeping that peace and being a peacekeeper. Basically, yeah, you see these things happen on a regular basis. And so you're always having to discover what is that why. And mm-hmm. generally, and especially coming up from the children, and then I took that even all the way into adulthood, serving on a peacekeeper's board. And that, you know, and that's this. You basically, you go home and you talk to the parents and you'll see the bully. Mm. Bully is not that child. The bully is not that person you're looking at. You go all the way back to that house and you will find that bully will come to that door and answer the door right then and there. And then that's where they deal with the problem. Because I turned over a lot of problems to my parents because, you know, the problem was not the child. The problem had nothing to do with the child. And it definitely didn't have anybody to do it. They just lashed out at you. She was saying, there, you just happened to be, you know, standing in the line of fire when they decided to pop off.
I mean, I've definitely seen situations where I've watched someone bully someone else in a public setting, and I've stepped in and been like, no, you don't treat someone that way. And it's amazing how quick they'll turn around and boy, they'll lash onto you in a minute. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had a situation in the gym once where there was a man who was coaching a teenage girl and he was just abusing her. And I finally was like, no, you can't do that. And I can't stand by. And she came up to me in the locker room later and said, you know, he's going to beat me when I get home because you stepped in. Right. And I just, how do I stand by and allow him to psychologically, emotionally, and verbally abuse her in the gym? And so I went to the gym members and the gym people who ran it and said, you can't allow him to be in here. I cannot tolerate that. That is inappropriate behavior. Mm-hmm. So he was forced to stop doing it, at least in the gym. But to your point, Helena, did I make the situation worse by not just letting it happen?
Well, I think the thing is like, you know, you have to know who you are too. You know, you have to know what your wounds are. And, you know, there are some things that are going to be possible for someone like you to step in, and there are going to be other things that like, I'm not capable of doing. And I have to know mm-hmm. where I begin and end. You know, if now the thing is, if I get bullied, it's one thing, but bully anybody else in my life, you better like run away because you're done. So
isn't that interesting?
Yeah. So I'm fearless when it comes to other people, but if, you know, putting myself in that situation, my response is definitely just to try to remove myself from the situation, especially in a like business wise, no thanks.
Mm-hmm. I can see where Helena is coming from with that. I've seen that a lot of times where a person will, you know, they're just like, you know, superwoman on somebody else. You know, you mess with my little sister mm-hmm. or my friend or my business colleague. Oh my God, they're all over it. And then you look at them, you say, well, what happened? How does somebody, you know, you were superwoman. What happened?
It's a good point though. It's interesting because I know I will allow someone to push me a lot farther. Like I'm like, yeah, whatever, push. Mm-hmm. But if I see him do it to somebody else, I'm much more likely to step in. So it is interesting. I have a different boundary mm-hmm. for myself than I do for someone else. So I understand that, Helena. Diane, it looks like you're thinking about something there.
Yeah, because I mean, I feel the same way, but I feel like it's because I know I'm not responding to it. Mm. It's happening at me. Mm-hmm. But you know, you can tell by the look on someone's face they are being impacted.
Impact.
And mm-hmm. so, mm-hmm. you know, then you have to step in, right? I mean, right. Like I feel like I have to protect and defend. You know, I'm a Taurus. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to. You know, so. But I'm not really worried about me. And which is why I think I have a hard time remembering being bullied, because usually people are afraid of me and I'm not a bully.
That's what I was going to say. That was the vibe that I was feeling. I'm like,
right?
Diana has that Diana Prince look. You're not going to bother her.
Thank you. Like my mother was afraid of me. I mean, seriously. And like I said, I'm not a bully, but I'm a strong presence, you know, and I know I am. So you know.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. That is our 10 minutes. So I'm going to cut us off there. Thank you so much for having this conversation about bullying. It did go very differently than the conversation I had with the men, and I knew that it would. So thank you so much. And I look forward to talking to each of you again very soon.